got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday?
Welcome, everybody, to the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday at Mass. I'm Chris Cote.
I'm Todd Richards.
Very special episode, as usual today. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is a podcast that covers surfing, skateboarding,
snowboarding, and nerd stuff.
Nerd Todd, a.k.a. Todd Richards News. I'll talk about surfing, skating, snowboarding. Todd will talk about nerdy stuff like give us a
franchise. The Oscar nominations.
Oh, Oscar noms. Well, we have a wonderful episode lined up for you. I can tell you a little bit about what you're about to hear. We're going to talk about, of course...
If you're wondering why we're doing this, it's because we have a friend that works at NPR. He said we're doing it all wrong.
Yes. Actually, the former editor-in-chief of Transworld Surf...
I know Joel.
And he was managing editor at Transworld Skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing radio and documentary radio, National Public Radio... production for many years now, and he was nice enough to offer us some tips, some pointers, much needed and much welcome. So we're implementing those.
Most importantly, we are huge with an NPR audience.
Well, hopefully. Tony Hawk, who does listen to NPR, also big fan of the show.
Great.
So as we get that out of the way early.
Draw the line.
So you heard Chris Cote solo song, Friends Coming Home. To bring us in, we've done our intro. We've introduced ourselves.
Yep.
Some foreshadowing on the podcast. We got some backdoor shootout news. Burley Single Fin Festival. We're going to talk about Vulcan Pipe Pro coming up. First QS of the year. O'Neill Wave of the winner. We've got some rough cut conversation. Ishad and Kyle Walker have a video just dropped. We're going to talk Susie Greenberg.
Did you watch
270,
it?
Some of it.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. You have a special guest you say you're going to call?
I do, yep.
So we're going to let's
surprise. We'll surprise, because I don't know if she's going to answer the phone.
Well, thank you to our friend Joel. And this is now the official way we're going to start this show.
All right.
We just let the listeners in on a little bit of how to make the sausage. Because a lot of people would have just done the notes. But we've double dipped now.
Usually we've hid the sausage for a long time, but now we've opened the door.
Well... You know, when you hide the sausage for as long as we've been hiding the sausage, you get used to it, right? And you just assume that everybody knows where you're hiding the sausage.
Right.
But now, we've shown you the sausage, we've explained what to do with it, or we should... Yeah. So let's move on. That was our intro. Now let's talk advertisers.
Okay.
And this is where we can introduce our homie, all the way from Texas via Southern California. Southern California first, Texas, now back to Southern California, to Monday Mass HQ, Rhino 858.
What's up?
Hi, Rhino.
How and why did you get here?
Take that.
Oh, well, that's, you got an adventure through Adventure.io.
That's correct.
You've been a longtime listener of the Monday Mass, right?
Correct.
Huge fan of Todd. Oh, okay, fan of me. More fan of Todd.
President of the fan club of both of you guys.
Oh, wow. Equal? So you're saying you like us equal?
That's correct.
Okay. So our friend Ryan here got the note, right? When we were talking about our advertisers, talking about a once-in-a-lifetime adventure opportunity to come and hang out with Chris and Todd, go to our favorite places, go to Panikin, go to Poods Park. We've already been to Panikin. We've been to Poods Park. Now we're at Mass HQ. Why did you sign up to come hang out? Because I have to get paid to hang out with Todd.
Sure.
You came in wanting to hang out with Chris and Todd. And so tell us a little bit about how and why you're here.
So the topics that you guys discuss on a weekly basis pretty much check the boxes of all the stuff that I'm interested in.
You're a nerd like us.
Yeah,
okay,
correct. Perfect. Yeah, like if we didn't hang out through this avenue, we'd probably be friends otherwise just because of the common interests.
True.
But to come out in Encinitas and hang out with two legends like yourselves. And
well, yeah, I was going to say, when do you meet those guys?
Yeah. Pal around and, you know, do all this kind of fun stuff back at, you know, where I live now. I have very few opportunities to do that kind of stuff. And it just seemed like a good reason to come out. So I'm very appreciative to be here. Thank you. Thanks
awesome.
For having me.
Thank you for coming. So give us your take on, so Adventure.io. Thank you so much. Bringing like-minded people together. What'd you think of Panic and Coffee and Tea, the iconic, most iconic coffee shop in all of Southern California, at least.
And, you know, Panic yeah. growing up in
La Jolla. Yeah, yeah. Great food, great coffee, great atmosphere. Total bonus to meet Chris Russell, one of my favorite skaters.
Oh, yeah, we saw the muscle.
Big fan of the Creature team, so that was awesome.
We came short of promising that you would meet the Bones Brigade. No Bones Brigaders there this morning, but we did see the muscle. So that's
totally worth it.
And I did set that up, and I just want to tell you guys, I texted him the same. So we went to Panikin. Thank yep. you, Panikin Coffee and Tea. Providing, you got a shirt, you got a travel mug. I got coffee, and I have been drinking a lot of coffee this morning.
I brought gifts, by the way, but we'll do that.
You
later.
Brought gifts? Okay, yeah, when we answer fan letters, okay. Fan letters, what the fuck?
We have letters?
Questions. Well, they're made up of letters.
Questions. When we answer questions, we'll talk gifts. K2 snowboarding is going to come in handy, Todd.
Yeah, because we're
going. Because we're going snowboarding.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. I got a brand new K2 snowboard. I'm very excited. I took out the plastic. I put my K2 bindings in it.
Make sure you take the sticker off the base.
I'm goofy foot, pretty sure.
Are you pretty sure you're
and
goofy
And I think
foot?
I put the front foot a little up. You're going to have to look at my setup to make sure. Because I did it and I stood on it and I go, that's going to work. Everything, then when you actually get on the mountain, that's when the real test is.
Well, I hope so because we got...
And you
got
to screw it in.
Nah, you're good. You just put them on there.
Is it loose like
trucks?
Yeah,
they slide. Or, yeah, they keep them really loose. Yeah, depending on how you want your experience. But we got complimentary lodging at the Cliff Lodge at Snowbird
Come
on Wednesday
on.
Night with first tram early ups on Thursday morning.
Damn.
So thank you to Powder Corp for setting that up and everyone at Snowbird.
And we're going
to
record.
We are going to do the Monday Mass from Woodward Park City.
Oh my
and
God.
That's going to go down on Friday. Don't, or a Thursday night, whatever we want to do.
Don't tell my kids I'm there.
Okay.
They just got really into snowboarding. They're very into skateboarding. If you tell them that their dad went to snowboard, skateboard, fantasy land, they're going to be pissed. They do not like this podcast. They don't listen. So we don't have to worry about that. And they don't have Instagram yet, so they're not going to see our clips.
Right.
But just okay. promise me All that. Right. So can't wait to ride the new K2 board. Chemistry surfboards. I've been a longtime sponsor of the Monday Mass.
Just painted a board the other day.
You just paint with your hands
with
or
my hand paint.
Okay.
I reserve other body part paint just for your boards.
Private. It's
private,
called Private's Painting.
Private's Painting.
And thank you for using your hands this time. New Greens. Todd, you're an enthusiast. I'm a New Greens enthusiast. We've got a new Greens enthusiast right here in Rhino 858.
Did you get a New Greens? You said you had some New Greens?
Look at the muscles.
Tasty stuff.
See, there we go. We are making
you look good.
We're making a difference.
Your skin looks good. Yeah.
Glowing.
It's working. NanoCraft CBD, another topic that we discussed this morning over coffee.
We need
look,
more.
I got the drip. I got the drip right here. I'm going out with the daytime, the morning drip into my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And as we just went skateboarding, I'm feeling loose and limber.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to NanoCraft CBD. We got more coming.
Thank God.
NanoCraft coming through for 2020, sponsoring the Monday Mass. OGO, I'm packing my OGO bag. You know I'm packing it full of snowboard gear to bring up to the mountain.
Well, no, you're not. You asked me to take your shit.
Well, you're taking my board, but all my clothing.
Oh, okay.
My snowsy one piece. It's we're doing like the bikini snowboarding, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Like in the 80s movies.
Right. White one piece.
White one piece.
Yep.
All right, perfect. That's all going in my OGO bag at OGO. Simple. Give them a follow. Youonline.com is where we live. That's our home.
And Super 73.
Yeah, Super 73. The bikes are in the mail.
God, I can't wait.
These are some of the coolest looking electric bikes.
You guys got a lot of electric bikes? Is that like a thing there yet?
Not a thing yet. No.
It's coming.
Yeah, hopefully.
You could be the first one in Houston to be rocking one of these. Kind of vintage cafe racer inspired, sick ass, one word. That's doubly good. electric bikes.
Unless you're a cat, because a cat with a sick ass is, I just dealt with that.
You did?
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, well, let's push pause on the action sports stuff and talk about the cat.
That'll be later.
Later. Yeah. Cat news.
Cat news. It's a new segment.
That's a whole new podcast.
Right.
We record that in the evenings when the cats are awake. Those are our sponsors.
Thanks.
Thank you. At Super 73. Follow at Super 73. And soon enough, you're going to see some videos of Todd and I just going nuts.
Buzzing around
and
town.
If Rhino comes back into California, we'll put him on the handlebars.
There we go.
We'll do some jumps. It's going to be sick.
Sweet. ET type shit.
Let's get into surf news. Surf news is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards.
Is my board done yet?
It's done.
Not
so
yet.
Wait, you painted your own board?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a new board coming.
But did you see the board that Jason Bennett made that's clear?
See it. Lived it.
See through
posted
it.
Posted it. Want one.
It's cool. So, did you went there and you saw, you actually?
No, I saw it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I reposted it because I thought it looked so cool. You tell me about this board.
Well, it was a kind of an art project. Jason had one of his buddies is like he wanted to hang a board and had this idea to have a backlit board. And Jason said it was the hardest thing that he'd ever made.
Really?
Because he has to, like, structurally, in order for the board to maintain its integrity, like, there's all these crazy things that he had to do.
Science.
Yeah, he had to use science.
And you can't technically surf it, but
no,
the shape
you
is...
you probably could surf it, but it would just...
You might destroy
you
it.
You might destroy it.
Well, Chemistry Surfboard is always pushing the limit. Limit.
I think it looks good.
And the limits.
Push a limit.
You can go to @chemistrysurfboards on Instagram. Check out that board. Check out Todd's art. Check out the board I got. I'm liking my board a lot. The waves have been big though, and it's kind of a small wave board. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to some waist to head high waves to really peak perform on my chemistry board.
All right.
Well, some bad news, Rhino 858. That the backdoor shootout has been canceled.
Why?
For the year.
For the year.
Well,
why didn't they just postpone it?
So backdoor shootout is a unique event. It's a basically, you have teams of four surfers, and they wait for a class. It has to be a classic day, pipeline and backdoor. It's got to be one of those days of days. If it's mediocre, they're not going to run. So basically, it's not a WSL or QS event. It's a specialty event.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a window, and in that window of time, the waves were the last 2 weeks, I think, 2.5 weeks. It's been windy, unruly, unwell. Not good enough for the backdoor shootout. Okay. They have a high standard. So that's off the table. But coming up next week, the Vulcan Pi Pro.
That's right. So when do you leave to go that?
I leave for the Vulcan Pi Pro on January 28th. Contest will start potentially on the 29th. Waiting period opens on the 29th.
Very cool.
Ryan, What's your favorite surf event of the year? You're here, so we're just going to rely on you to ask questions to make this podcast more interesting than it was going to be.
So Nathan Fletcher is my favorite surfer.
Nice.
I really like the acid drop that they did. I think they did it in Waco.
Waco, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like all the stuff they do at the end of the year in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's probably my most favorite to watch.
Same. I'm with you.
I can't wait for Stab High again. I really... Did you get an...
I don't know if I've been invited. I think I was kind of invited, but then it was kind of radio silence. So you know when you invite somebody to something and then you wish you wouldn't have invited them, you kind of just don't say anything. And then it happens and they go... And like you don't show up and they go, oh, we invited you, right? You're all, yeah, but not really.
Right.
So far, I'm not invited.
That's an ongoing
joke
we have here.
So unfortunately, the backdoor shootout was canceled, but the good news is more pipeline to come. The Vulcan Pipe Pro, 11th year of one of the favorite events, and they bumped it up to a QS 5000.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then to add an interesting development on top of that, the Vulcan Pipe Pro is a QS 5000 event. That's a big number to start the year. If you get a good result there, you're on your way. You're building momentum. You're gaining points early in the season. Surfers now have to make a choice because there's also a QS 5000 in Morocco. Perfect right-hand point break.
Hmm.
So you got two types of QS surfers. You've got pipe specialists. You've got people that love pipeline. You've got QS grinder types. So Morocco offering the same amount of points as Pipeline. Morocco, you know, a manageable, rippable right-hand point. Pipeline is Pipeline. Morocco, you're probably going up against a lot of good Europeans. Definitely going to be a stacked field. But Pipeline, your first heat, you could be going up against Mikey Bruno, you know, Cole Rothman, Nathan Florence. You're done. So let me ask you guys, and I can ask all of you out there listening, are you going to the QS 5000 at Pipeline, or are you going to the QS 5000 in Morocco?
I would go to Morocco.
You're going to Morocco. You're a regular footer. You like Point Break.
But wave. Also because I think I've seen that wave before, and it just looks so exotic and weird.
Erotic.
And
almost cool. Erotic, if you think about it.
I don't know. That's where, I mean, I don't know. I would go maybe okay. there.
Ryan?
Same. Morocco.
You're going to Morocco?
Yeah.
Plus,
I'm a pussy, so I'm
going to Morocco. And,
but you know what? That's not to say, because Morocco pumps.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Portugal-esque outer, you know, it's hugging the point, but it's powerful, and there's a lot of water moving. Either place, you're gonna probably get pumped.
I just kind of feel like Morocco, like, is it? I forgive my naivety. Is
naive.
That nativity?
What am I saying? Your nativity scene.
Is Morocco? Christmas is Morocco kind of sketchy?
No. My brother's been there a couple times. We've had a bunch of trips go there. It's not. I know it's really heavily reliant on Western tourism, Casablanca, Marrakesh, where the contest is.
I kind of want to go.
I think it's far enough away from all the bad parts.
Right.
And I'm not saying there's bad people.
Well, look, you can go.
It's just bad things happening in certain parts.
Right.
Where can you go?
Just a multitude of cities in the United States that you don't.
Like Chirac?
Chirac. Like oh, Chirac. My God. We just lost all of our Chicago followers.
They know.
All of our follower.
All of our Chicagoans. I'm going to Chicago.
For what?
For a shellac show.
Really?
Yeah. That could probably be a nerd news. I'll report on that when it comes up. Okay. That's going to be in March. So we'll see which surfers choose which QS 5000 event. Ground control to Major Goat. Did you read about this? Did you hear about this?
No.
You didn't. You don't know about.
Oh,
this.
About
this is big.
You see that Kelly Slater's jersey was on the International Space Station.
That was just part of it. Christina Cook is an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
Astro Christina on Instagram. She's also a surfer and a surf fan. She started showing her love for surfing by shooting photos of famous breaks. A lot of times, coinciding with CT events at these breaks, J-Bay. You know, Pipeline, et cetera. She shoots photos of them from outer space.
That's pretty rad.
From an incredible angle. Kelly Slater, an outspoken round earther, now has even more of a connection to this round earth as seen from outer space. I did not know
Is that how we do it? Are we round earthers?
We're round earthers. I don't know. Are you a round earther?
There's that much of a following for flat earth that we have to identify as round earthers now?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Like, there's a big protest out in front of your house. Round earthers, go home. Fall off the side of the earth. Kelly Slater is one of the leading round earth experts.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So, every month or so, NASA does kind of it's a show. I thought it was just for that purpose, for Kelly Slater to talk to Christina Cook. But this was a 3-hour showcase.
Oh, from like schools and things
like that.
Of all
things
NASA.
Yeah,
sure.
And so I tuned in to see the Kelly Slater, Christina Cook interview conversation. But before and after, there was some fascinating NASA stuff with people talking.
Do they just take questions from like... from school kids and from...
Yeah. Well, it was a big presentation, right? So
I think that I would have just been like trying to like ask her a bunch of questions about like the movie Alien or
defecating
Aliens.
And anti-gravity.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are starting to think that this podcast
ever,
is a lot about
wonder about
defecation.
Does anyone have any chest pains up there with you right now?
Do
you guys sit down on any weird planets with eggs?
Does your dog ever rub against your leg? that was airplane.
That's airplane.
My bad.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool to hear Kelly Slater and Christina talking about
and his
surf stuff.
His
in
surf
space.
Jerseys on display in space.
Yeah. So this was on NASA TV, and it's just an educational program. If you want to learn more about space, the people at NASA are obviously big fans of the Monday Mass, so we're helping them out. We're helping them get listeners. Maybe someday we'll get to talk to an astronaut. They probably won't let us because they know we'll ask something stupid. But Kelly Slater asked good questions. And it was really cool because when she was talking to Kelly Slater, she was literally floating around no gravity.
In space.
And her hair was flying up. It was awesome.
It was done in a sound studio.
They did not see any aliens.
Wouldn't it be great? Just like, so what are your thoughts on the faked moon landing?
Yeah.
Straight away.
I don't think it was fake. Do you think it was fake?
Did you ever see Apollo 13?
It was botched.
Is that the one where, is Apollo 13 the one where they almost died?
Yeah.
That'd be a bad question to ask. What was the thing about the sharks and
I just, oh,
what is that?
Oh my gosh, I accidentally scrolled past that. All right, Beach Grit, finally. Well, no, they did another nice copy-paste article where they copy words off another website and put it on their website.
Some would call that plagiarism.
Well, it's news.
Okay.
Through the lens of Beach Grit. Our nemesis, by the way. Yeah.
Kinda,
we're going to fight them.
But not really.
No, we love them. Yeah. But it's fun to rile them up. They're just, you know, we have a better podcast than they do. It's fine. Okay, so I read this on Beach Grit. They did an article debunking the idea that sharks see color, i.e. yum yum yellow, i.e. Mick Fanning's yellow board at Jay Bay. They're saying sharks do not see yellow.
Well, you know, I had this it's funny that
and it was all yellow.
It's funny you're saying this because like I had a board that was really bright pretty recently.
Right.
And then so I went down to Mexico and I had like this board that I put like orange rails on it. It's like full kind of fluoro orange rails and I was all hyped on it. And then I get down there and I'm pull the board out of the board bag in the garage and I look around my buddy Rick's house and all the lures on his fishing rods are all like the same color.
Neon.
Right. And I'm like, did I just like make the biggest lure I possibly can? But then we were talking to like a fish dude and he's like, sharks only see shapes and their eyes roll back in their head when they're biting you.
Right.
And yeah.
Shark eyes. Yeah.
Those are the ones you put on the bottom of your surfboard.
You know what I'm saying?
Those shark eyes?
What?
The stickers?
Oh, I was talking about something different.
What?
Shark eyes is a sexual reference.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'll tell you guys about that after.
What is that? Like when you punch them in the gills?
No, it's different. Same concept.
Ew.
It can be done congruently. Let's just put it that way.
Wow.
Shark eyes.
I've never even heard of shark
eyes. I'm going to edit that out.
Okay.
I'm going to edit that out.
All right.
Okay. There's some good news for you, guys.
What's that?
Guys and gals. The Burley Single Fin Festival went down over the weekend. This is a contest where surfers need to ride pre-1983 single fin surfboards at a beautiful right-hand point break, Burley Heads. One of the more fun waves in the world. Burley Heads is a classic surf destination in Australia on the Gold Coast. And this event has been going on for a few years. They put together this crazy cool quiver of single fin boards. You had Mitch Cruz, Louis Hind, Liam O'Brien, Oni Anwar in the finals with Ethan Ewing and Joel Parkinson. Who do you think won? Todd, you first.
Joel Parkinson.
Who do you think won?
Parko.
It was Ethan Ewing.
Ah!
Parko won last year. Ethan Ewing came through at the end of the day, got the big win there. The video is pretty fun. The waves were okay. It wasn't classic Burley, but obviously Australia is going through a lot, so this was probably a good kind of distraction from the madness.
Let me ask you about a geography question.
Yeah.
So the fires that are taking place,
yeah,
the crazy fires in Australia, where geographically, where is that compared to the Gold Coast?
So that's New South Wales. It's just, I don't say north. It's close enough to the Gold Coast.
So they're getting a lot of the smoke.
They're definitely seeing smoke. Oh, yeah. One of the things that Christina, the astronaut, talked about during her interview with Kelly Slater, she was taking pictures of Tahiti, and there was a brown band going across near Tahiti.
Mm-hmm.
She realized that was from smoke from Australia.
Wow.
Insane. So the Burley Single Fin Festival, not affected by the fires, but definitely, you know, at least a one-day respite from the craziness happening there. Dimity Stoyle, a.k.a. Shimmy Disco, won the women's division over Felicity Palmateer. Aki took out Gerlach,
wow.
Luke Egan, Margot, Peter Harris, Guy Almirad to win the Masters Legends division.
They'd be Legends. Gurr.
Yeah. So congrats to our winners.
The Gurr lives in Australia? I think he does. He was here. Probably. He was here because he was like a, he's like a rent-a-friend to like famous people to go surfing with.
Oh.
Or he was. Like that was his deal.
Right. Like Laird. Like,
but I think you're right. I think he does live in Australia. He's got a child and a wife and
tight.
I don't know those.
Still
kind of
rips. Things. Still yep. rips hard, but not hard enough because Aki beat him at the Burley Singapore.
Aki beat him backside.
Speaking of backside,
okay.
Have you ever surfed the backside of a glacier?
No.
I know my friend has.
Yeah, I saw this. This was
Dylan
great.
Graves.
Yep.
Weird Waves season 2 opener takes us to Alaska. I had no idea the type of surfing going on in Alaska. It's weird shit happening up there.
Tidal bore.
Huge tidal bore that's packed.
Right.
With freaks. Fun-loving freaks. I mean, if when you watch Weird Waves, episode 1, season 2, you get excited because it just shows you a different kind of love for surfing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a unique crew of surfers up there in Alaska.
I think it's really cool.
It looks awesome.
I would like to surf a tidal bore.
I like Weird Waves better than Good Waves, mm-hmm. personally. And there was a couple moments on that tidal bore wave that there's like one or two waves a day.
There's one when the tide, yeah. Like
so the tide comes in,
right.
You time it. Have you ever surfed a tidal bore
no,
weird wave?
Never bore.
Are you going to go to Alaska to try to catch this one?
I would.
You can.
We could do the podcast
I'm
from the side of the road.
With Dylan Graves. I could
cool.
call him. I mean, I could. Doesn't say I'm going to. Because we already congratulated him. But then also, the crazy, this is a crazy one. So, these giant glaciers, they crack out, are cracking off
Calving.
All day. They're, excuse me?
Calving.
That's are you okay?
That's what it's called.
Oh, I thought you were rubbing yourself.
No,
you
when
calving,
they calve.
You were calving.
They calve.
They calve.
Yeah.
And it shears off into the water. Mm-hmm. So, when these glaciers calve, as you said.
Calve.
They calve off. they smash in the water, create waves.
Right.
I think what Dylan Graves and the crew didn't quite realize that you might have to wait 8 hours for a wave.
So let me ask you this. Remember when Garrett McNamara, was it Garrett or Liam?
G-Mac.
Okay. So when he did that and they surfed like that, like kind of like a big, you know, that they took the jet ski out there and he paddled into a big glacial wave.
Glacier calve wave.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was like a good size wave.
Yeah.
Is that like a different, do you remember? How long ago was that? Like 10 years ago?
I think so. And I, yeah.
Super dangerous.
Very dangerous. If you ever been calved on, you're not coming back from that.
Calvin plants.
Either way. Hey, welcome to everybody watching.
Oh. Hi.
Yeah. We got, MZ McRips that says sometimes you have to wait 8 hours to surf a good wave in Florida.
True.
But you're not in a hood, gloves and boots. We got Nathan Petty watching from his massage chair. More on that later.
You're kind of you like and you have to basically wait for this like a building to fall into the water.
Building falls in the water, you jump up, you spring to action, you jump into the water and try to catch the refraction from that calve.
Right.
And
calve.
Finally, I don't want to spoil it for people that haven't watched it. Watch Weird Waves season 2. This is a happy ending.
And then go and search up McNamara's version of that.
Yeah.
Because it's gnarly. It's still one of the gnarliest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Surf wise. Novelty surf wave wise.
Love a good novelty. Man, do I love a novelty. This was pretty cool. So we talked about QS 5000s coming up. There was already a big one that just happened, and this one was in China.
China.
Yeah. Presented by Wan Ning. This is the Corona Open China.
It looked like the waves were really good.
There are rippable waves in China. This one went down in Wan Ning, the Wan Ning province, I believe. Shun Murakami, young surfer from Japan, got first. Brisa Hennessy won the women's. So they're starting their QS campaigns off, right? Keanu Asin got second.
No way.
Pakadowski's got third. Some big points on the line there. So
here
we'll
go.
Be watching closely all year. This is the first year, 2020, that we're going to see the Challenger Series. Six QS 10,000 events going down. That's going to be fun. It's nice. They're the same events. There's a new one in New Zealand that's going to be awesome. Same QS 10,000.
Where's the one in New Zealand? Do you know?
Don't know.
Is it Rincon?
I already raised my hand to try to go commentate that. That so would hopefully be that sick. Happens.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. So the Challenger Series is coming up, coming soon. 20 years ago, before GoPros, before Instagram, before surfer vlogs, before people started dropping vlogs, Travis Potter, Brett Schwartz, and Timmy Turner booked one-way flights to Indonesia, and they got lost in the jungle. I saw this on surfermagazine.com or surfer.com. You know what I'm talking about. So, do you remember this feral group of surfers that traveled to Indonesia? They camped in the woods, self-filmed.
No.
They got malaria. Timmy Turner had to take had part of his brain taken out.
I thought that was from Surfing in Huntington.
No.
That was from there?
That was from malaria. And so gnarly. These dudes are the ultimate epic feral adventurers in the modern age. And their movies, Second Thoughts, The Ombak, some crazy cool adventure surf films. Well, O'Neill just dropped a pretty cool series called The Originals. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, The Originals. And they basically caught up with Travis Potter and the crew to find out kind of where they are now, how they did it all. And it's pretty amazing. They would rent, you know, like a water taxi from Bali off to some random deserted island where they think there was a wave.
And they just kind
of
chill.
And they would just swim it, like put all their shit on a pile of surfboards and like swim and paddle them in and then camp out for a month on a deserted island. Incredible
like
adventures.
Fucking tigers and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Komodo.
We wouldn't do that.
Big monitor
I'm,
lizards?
I'm assuming, Ryan might. You and I.
No.
I'm not doing that. But I'm glad they did.
Lizards?
They did it for
Giant
us.
Giant lizards.
Oh, yeah.
Monitor lizards.
Oh, yeah. What else? Snakes? Bugs?
Probably bugs.
I would be more scared of the bugs than a tiger, honestly.
I don't know.
Would you be as scared of like a hand-sized scorpion on you
mm-hmm.
or a tiger 100 yards away from you?
Whoa, that's freaking...
Pretty good one, actually.
That's a really good one.
Okay, hand-sized scorpion... On your on your leg.
The tiger, because the bigger the scorpions are, the less dangerous they are. Did you know
that?
Scarier
they look.
They look scary.
But I feel like a tiger, if you like waved your arms and yelled, they're going to run away.
Are you kidding me?
What do? You lay down?
They would think you were playing.
I might do the same thing that I would do in every
fight. I'd run into the water because tigers hate water.
This is what I do in fights when I'm challenged to a fight.
Shit yourself.
No, I just roll up into a ball.
Oh.
The war, you can get kicked,
mm-hmm.
you can get thrown, you can get picked up and thrown,
right.
dribbled around, but your teeth are intact.
Oh.
I just want to say, I've had a lot of dental work.
I had a friend that when he would get into fights, like he would always pick fights with like bigger dudes, when those dudes would square off, he would start punching himself in the face, like really hard, and the dudes would be like, all right, I'm out of here. You're obviously insane.
You could go for the grab and twist.
But if you punched yourself in the face with a tiger 100 yards away, I don't think that would affect the tiger.
See, I would like to see a tiger in the wild. I would not like to see a scorpion in the wild.
Tigers are... I don't think a tiger would let you see it 100 yards away. Like, if tiger was going to eat you, it would just, like, sneak up on you and eat you.
I read a book called The Tiger. It was about the Russian tundra. It's what I'm interested in. Tigers in the Russian tundra. That's okay. Big for me. It's a big thing that I go for. And it's true. You would feel the presence of a tiger. Mm. And the second you felt it, the hair stands up on the back of your neck.
And then
your skull is in the tiger's jaws. You're dead.
Survivor did a song about tigers.
What about?
It's the eyes of them.
Meaning?
It's the eye of the
beautiful?
Tiger that you need to be scared of.
So what, like, talks about rising up?
Right.
Straight to the top.
Yeah, like the tigers are obviously at top of the food
like
chain.
Like taking your chances, doing
right.
things your way.
Right. That's what tigers yeah. are all about.
Have you guys seen that TV show? It's like History or one of those channels.
History of Tigers?
There's these two guys that are like
they get bit by different things.
Oh, yes.
And they like sustain the pain, see how long they can stand it.
Like
crazy stuff. Yeah, yeah. So this is kind of along the lines of your scorpion question.
Yeah, would you rather?
To check that out. It's pretty
But he like goes into the jungle and it's like, this is the freaking deadliest caterpillar on the planet. And he just like puts it on his arm and like pokes it until it bites him.
Well.
And then he just sweats it out, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I, Todd, you might know this story, Ryan. I don't think you know this story. I got bit on the tip of my penis by a red army ant.
What?
I never told you that.
No?
I was probably 10 in Arizona, and there's ant hills everywhere. Where
covered in honey.
And I was standing, apparently, on an ant hill, and the pain of an army ant bite on your the
wiener.
Tip of your penis.
Right.
Scientific terms. The most sensitive part
okay.
of it.
Right.
It hurts.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And then screaming and telling your mom and having to pull out in front of your parents.
Just a welted penis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not recommended.
Okay.
So I will not be watching that show because I lived it. This is pretty cool. The class of 2020 East Coast Surfing Hall of Fame has been announced. Some names here we know. Will Lucas from Maryland. He got in for culture. Industry, Tyler Calloway. We know Tyler Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
He does Soul Light booties, some of the best booties on the market. Pete Hodgson, legendary surf photographer, comes through for media. For the legends, we've got Tony Ceramico, Caramanico. Richard Dickey Munson and Jesse Fernandez.
Why do they all have to have that like an Italian accent? I feel like you just
fell
racist? Into that. Is it what's the is there a racist term for doing accents the wrong way?
I don't know. Let me try again. Hey, Tony Caramanico. And then what would a Florida accent? Richard Dickey Munson?
Yep.
Oh, that I'm sorry. Jesse Fernandez. That's from North Carolina
right.
accent. Florida's like Richard D. I don't know, Florida accent. And now here are the surfers about to be inducted into the East Coast Hall of Fame. Bobby Owens from Florida.
Okay.
Bobby Owens, a legend. Bill Hartley, also from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
An absolute hammer of a surfer. Adele Faba Berenda from Florida. And our guy, Damien Hopgood.
I just want to know where Matt Keckley is.
He's definitely already in it.
Is he?
There's 159 surfers already
in.
Sure. The East Coast Hall of Fame.
Todd Klein?
I don't know if Todd Klein's in it yet. I think he might. You know, he if not, he's close.
Hmm.
He had a big competitive record.
He did.
So we're going to have to do our research
all
next
right.
week and find out who else is in there. But congrats, especially to our homie Damien Hopgood, making the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Fame.
But wait, so is his brother already in?
He is. See,
it's a good thing
knows.
We have you
I know.
Here.
Fact checking.
Damn.
Well, that's kind of strange that they wouldn't put them in together, though.
That's what I thought, too. I just watched their movie over the Christmas break. Finally.
Oh, if and two if by C.
Yeah, it's finally on the streaming.
Give us, okay, well, we have Ryan here. Give us your review of the Hobgood film and two if by C. I watched it. I loved it. I laughed. I cried. I got excited. I wanted to go surfing. I wanted to fight my brother. You tell me. Give us your review.
So those guys are pretty much my age, so I've been following them since they
late
were
30s
kids or you know teenagers. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the dynamic of their relationship was really good, obviously being super competitive with each other, and it seems like CJ was always getting things first,
right?
And
he was born first, right?
Like a minute or something. Yeah, and the Hall of Fame thing came I think for him a couple years ago.
Man, that's cold.
But yeah, no, I thought it was awesome. I thought the family dynamic of it incorporated into the film was really cool. Like CJ's ex-wife and that story. I mean, it's cool to see a different layer of people other than just what you see on social media. So, or in magazines. I thought it was great.
Agreed. I like your review. That was
I haven't
awesome.
Seen it yet. I'm kind of hyped to see it.
You watch it after this.
Okay.
Immediately. So like,
I'll watch it on the plane.
Mandalorian's over, so you can watch this.
Right, I need something else to do.
So, congrats to all East Coast legends going in the Hall of Fame. And speaking of legends and world champions and just awesome people, great surfers, obviously. Steph Gilmore. I saw footage of her playing a mean guitar solo. She was on stage at the Make It Rain 2020 fundraising show in Byron Bay last week.
I think they raised like 50 grand.
Yeah, 50K plus. I'm sure it's even more now. Stephanie Gilmore also auctioned off a signed board from her personal collection that went for over 5 grand.
Wow.
So Australians are coming together. The whole surf world and
everywhere.
It seems like the whole world in general coming together to help Australia battle the worst fires in, I don't say history, probably like, the biggest fires ever.
Like, as far, have you seen that?
In the modern world.
The continental, they basically lay Australia over the U.S. and yeah. show you, like, what the scale of it is.
It would be
unreal.
Like if Washington State to Mexico border was on fire, all of Texas, all of Florida, all the way to New York. It's shocking. So if you want to get involved and see what they've been doing in Australia, go to makeitrain2020.com.au. And I also will be reporting on that on WSL Surf Breaks, which you saw me film this morning, guys. That's how I used your phone.
Thanks.
To read the script.
Thank you.
So the O'Neill Wave of the Winter 10-year anniversary edition is happening right now, November 1st through February 28th. This is waves ridden on the north shore of Oahu. Winning wave gets 25 grand. And also a special O'Neill Women's Overall Performance Award of $5,000. And women are also eligible to enter the Wave of the Winter, just the overarching Wave of the Winter contest. There's been some crazy waves ridden. You can go to Surfline right now and find out who is in the running. So that was surf news. Do you have any more surf news?
Not that I can think of now.
Rhino, you got any surf news?
I'm all good.
All right, you're good. Did you learn anything right there?
I did.
You saw how the sausage was made in surf news.
I did. Is there going to be a quiz later?
There is going to be a quiz later. You can't tell anyone how it happened. You can't tell anyone what's going on behind the scenes. You signed an NDA, right?
I did. Done.
All right. As we go into skateboarding news, skate news brought to you by Adventure.io. Adventure.io is the reason we're finally meeting face-to-face with our homie Rhino858, who's been a longtime listener. And, you know, we were kind of making fun of some of the people that send us questions, because 95% of them are just, they're worthless. You're in the 5%, Rhino.
I appreciate that.
Your questions are good.
They're actual questions and not just statements.
Yeah.
Like, we got your questions. They just be like, you guys suck.
Hey,
that's not a
Todd
question.
Is stupid, question mark. And I'm like, well.
No, more like just
heat.
People we know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People on the street. Friends and family, actually.
Yeah, friends and family.
Really the ones that come down on us. So Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. We got to skate Poods Park with Rhino. We had an awesome session. And I got a Quincy Woodwright's board for you.
Appreciate that.
So not only did he come up and get a sniff firsthand the sausage being made, but you're also going home with some parting gifts.
Awesome.
Is that parting gifts? Is that a thing? You got a Todd. Yeah. Oh, we should get those. We'll get those out of the car for another photo. Did you guys watch the Nora Vasconcelos seance?
I did.
Rough cut?
Of her eating shit.
I always knew, been a huge fan. I always knew how good Nora was. This was proof positive that she is a badass. Her some of the slams that Nora took filming seance for Welcome were freaking brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you calling her?
Yeah, let's call her up.
Okay, call Nora.
She might not answer.
She probably won't
She's
answer.
Super selective. Just continue.
Highly selective. So one of my favorite parts of Thrasher Magazine is when they put up these rough cut parts, because again, we keep mentioning the sausage, right? Well, this is how the sausage is made in skateboard videos. The slams, the attempts, the roll-ups, the rollaways, everything in between. And Nora's rough cut parts, along with Ryan Townley. Got to give a shout to Ryan Townley. This is what really goes on when these freaking warriors film for these parts. Nora's definitely screening your
she's
call.
She's not. Oh, you know what? She's actually at the Zoomies 100K.
What is the Zoomies 100K?
It's this thing when you sell a lot of stuff. So I'm just going to be like, but dial, I didn't really call you.
Yeah. Whoops. My bad.
Yeah, never mind. We'll get in Zoomies 100K later.
Well, I mean, the skate news really is that we just dominated the park, us three. But also, Aishad and Kyle Walker have a new video out. And this is, again, two friends skating, having fun, makes you want to skate. If you watch this video part, you're not probably not going to skate like Aishad or Kyle Walker, but it'll get you excited to go skateboarding like we are.
Right.
And, you know, skate news is a little slow at the moment because all the, you know, all the contests
when
are
does,
done.
When does Vans Park Series start back up again?
Pops off in May, April, May.
And the I mean, it's going to be heavy as
it's
far
gonna
as
be
like,
heavy.
It'll be really interesting to see who is concentrating on that and who is just concentrating on being sneaky, undercover, working on stuff for the Olympics.
Well, you kind of see it on Instagram. You see the separation starting because you see people skating parks, but you're going, oh, okay, well, this guy, Liam Pace, for example, mm-hmm. ripping park skater. Well, why haven't you seen him in Vans Park Series? Because he's probably trying to go straight Olympics. So we'll see what happens. And more decisions being made. One Vans Park Series icon of the series, the master of disastering. Be careful not to call him the master of disaster because that's taken by Dwayne Peters. And I heard about that when I accidentally said it. But I said it plural, master of disasters. Long story. Chris the Muscle Russell, who we saw this morning, we got to meet at Panic and Coffee and Tea, coming back from shoulder
he's
injury.
Doing better.
And this is exclusive news.
Okay.
Alex Sargente, Grayson Fletcher, Chris Russell, now live in North County, San Diego.
Just roomies.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if they want us to tell you that, but we're telling you.
Guess what?
Our news is your news. So if you see us on the street, if you see us at Panikin, and you tell us a juicy tidbit, we're telling everybody.
All right.
Steve Caballero is in a new band.
He is?
Yep.
What's he playing? Bass or guitar?
I believe it's Scott Taylor and Matt Ramirez, people we know.
Okay. Soda 2?
Oh, yeah. Could be Soda 2. They're playing some high-speed punk rock. Again,
all right.
This might not be news that is even meant to be said. But if you go to Steve Caballero's Instagram, it's right there. And I've heard some of the tunes. It's good stuff.
Cool.
I did not get invited to be in the band.
That's too bad.
Just so you know.
Next time.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Exactly. So, you know, that again, short skate news segment. But it's time. Go skateboarding.
All right.
Do you have more skateboarding news?
Nope.
I'm waiting for my Zach Miller pro model from Christian Hosoi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Hammerhead.
Snowboarding news is brought to you by our friends at K2 Snowboards, and we will be sending pictures from our snowboarding trip. I'm going to make Todd film me going 2 miles an hour.
But you just
down the
just fill in the blanks right now.
Susie Greenberg 270, the movie from The Wonderful Mind of Scott Stevens is out now. Highly anticipated snowboarding film.
Hello.
We have a special guest.
Oh
on
my
the Monday Mass.
Whoa, dude, you came in so hot.
Well, I know. I got excited that Jill answered the phone.
Jill Perkins?
Jill Perkins is here.
Oh my god.
Live from filming. Are you filming right now?
Working on speed, yes.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm pulling Alexa in at the moment.
Oh? So this is we're getting a blow by blow of what's happening?
You asked Alexis to do something?
You mean Alexis like the you tell it that you want it?
You're like Alexa.
Song.
Do a kickflip.
Alexa, yeah, Google Alexa. Is
right.
It Google or Amazon? Like, Alexa.
Alexa,
on.
Front board.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's good.
I missed the beginning of this conversation.
You guys can use that in the video this year.
I don't really know if she likes it that yet, but I do say that to her often.
Okay, good. Same wavelength. Do you have to
make the introduction
okay,
here? Who are we
so
talking to?
We are doing snowboard news. This is the Monday Mass.
The world's greatest action sports podcast.
And
oh yeah, it is.
And we have one of the world's greatest snowboarders on it.
That's right.
Not you, Todd. We're talking about Jill.
One of the what?
You're good, Todd. Jill's better though.
Okay.
You want to start over?
Jill Perkins is here, ladies.
Jill
and gentlemen.
Perkins is here,
and you are live in the streets from Salt Lake City.
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
Ogden, baby. You traveled up north a little bit.
Wow. Why? Because all the spots in Salt Lake are played out?
Well, I think so, yes. But that's not why we're here. There's just more snow here. But I think the spots in Salt Lake are played.
Chris Cote and I are coming to... We're actually coming out to Salt Lake on Wednesday. We're going to go. We're going to Woodward.
I think
and
she
such,
planned that.
But we want. What's this? Give us a snow report. What's happening?
It is about 32, lightly snowing at the moment. There's about 4 to 5 inches on the ground where I am currently. Fast melt out, though.
But it's good, huh? Like, it's really good
yeah.
up
oh,
in the
powder,
hills.
Yeah, powder's going to be great for you guys. They got about, like, I think it's like 30 inches in the past 2 to 3 days.
Chris,
oh my
you're
gosh.
Only 30 inches tall, so that's going to be really crazy.
You must be this tall to ride this ride. Wow. I'm going to need a snorkel. That's snowboard terminology, you guys.
Yeah, butt snorkel.
Yeah.
Right.
It's great.
Cool.
Also, I saw your name on the list for Woodward, and you like posted about it, but you didn't show up there.
No, I was busy. I had to go to Connecticut to talk about snowboarding on TV, because that's how we do it now.
True. Job security.
But we're going to be at Woodward.
Yeah, we're going to be at Woodward, and we're going to have a great time.
Can you hold on for just a second? I'm doing a pull-in.
Okay, go.
All right. Hold on. Stay tuned.
Oh, we're like in the session.
Checking with the filmer. All right.
Did they say go or no?
Did she say go?
3, 2, 1. Slow as fuck.
Is she okay?
Is it a make?
What happened?
What happened?
No, it's too slow. It's like snowing. It's this slow. And
don't you guys have one of those winchy things?
Normally, yes. Not today.
Oh.
No.
Where can we see what you're doing
yeah,
right
what
now.
Are, who are you filming?
We want
what,
a visual.
Where is this going?
Well, this right now, Alexa McCarty is getting a shot. She's filming for Uninvited 2. It's going to be a banger
I know
movie.
About being
new meat, basically. They're all psycho.
Cool.
You say new
yeah,
meat?
Yeah.
You said new meat.
Oh. New meat.
That's what the kids say in the street.
Fresh
street meat.
Yeah, street meat.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Don't Google that, by the way.
What are you
never Google
about
that.
On the podcast
okay,
today?
So the podcast, we do skate, surf, snow, and nerd news. And we just basically it's a loosely so that we can get sponsors and just talk shit.
It's a podcast okay. about nothing.
It's like a Seinfeld episode, really.
With
okay,
skateboarding
okay,
and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the shit talking topic of the day?
You.
Yeah, you're pretty much it right now.
We can talk shit on me.
Let's do it.
Can we get some?
I tried to call Nora, but she screened me, and then I said, oops, butt dial to, like, cover up, and then
she said Zoomies 100K.
Yeah, I know.
I said call Jill first.
Right.
But I don't want you to think.
I too tried to FaceTime her. She's a little bit busy signing fan autographs.
We're talking about her. Hey, we'll talk to you about it, because you're really good friends with Nora. Like, how sick was her Thrasher, like, when the pull the curtains back part?
Incredible.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
She's even more badass than
I first thought.
She's
like she's like super talented. She has a good eye. She kind of like checks all the boxes as far as like understanding. I don't know. She's got the style. She's got the speed. She's got like the like, how would you say like, I don't want to say no fear, but just like.
Willingness to take a hit.
And I'm willing. Exactly. Willingness to take a hit. And that is like so crucial. I feel like. In action sports, especially for girls, like I think that's like a big thing that separates girls in action sports industries. Like if you are willing to fall and if you're willing to like persevere through injury and things like that.
I'm definitely unwilling to take a hit. No. If I almost fall, I quit.
Jill, you take. You take it to the pain though. We've seen your video parts. You have no problem slamming.
I'm getting old now, though. So
no, you're not. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Now,
you're talking
Jesus
to some 30-somethings in here.
I know. You only turned 25 like 6 or 7 times, Jill.
Time to get on the CBD program and just retire. Start a podcast and just sit there.
Podcasts are kind of popping off.
They are.
Days.
Yeah.
It's like the new version of talking.
Well, we have the world's greatest action sports podcast, so you're going to have to pick something else.
Second best.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Second best.
Second best action
first,
sports.
First, we're second the best, though.
Right. You could be second.
You could be the best in Ogden.
Ogden's hottest
Ogden is like
snowboarding
a,
podcast.
Ogden's a hotbed of podcasting.
That's hot.
It is.
That's
so
hot.
So who are your sponsors these days? I know you ride for Ride and Adidas. Who else is paying your bills? Are you still?
I'm not riding for Adidas anymore. Adidas.
I heard.
I'm not riding for Adidas anymore.
I
so
heard
just,
about that.
You heard, but you just like said that to see what I would say.
Because I didn't know if the rumors were true.
Whoa.
But it's for
breaking
real.
Breaking news. We'll edit that
I
out.
Mean, yes, it
ish.
Is for real. A little bit of unfortunate timing, I would say. It just hurt. Adidas is great. I love all the people that I worked with. All the guys are phenomenal. Jesse also helped out, like, just phenomenal. But I think Adidas is like a massive brand, and yep. they just reached out to a different section of the brand, took it over, basically, and you know how big business works.
Oh, yeah.
They get this idea, they don't really care about what it was previously, and they're kind of just like, this is what, we're starting fresh, so boom, here we go. We have the money to do so, so we're going to do that.
Well,
and, which is fine, you know, like that, like shit happens.
So you just spray paint the side of your boots and...
Yeah, well, I mean, they still make good boots.
But you get new boots.
It is sad. Like, I really enjoyed it, and I was really lucky to be a part of it while it was what it was. And it could still be, you know what, like, everything's going to work out, you know? And all the guys are okay. Like, everyone's...
Jill, let me tell you from experience of the multitude of years that I've been doing this godforsaken dance
been dropped
with snowboarding.
By everybody.
Uh-huh. You will look back in the rearview mirror and be like, wow, that was fun, but it got me where I'm at now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's
yeah.
like, it
I'm
sucks.
I'm optimistic about it, you know?
Real talk.
Totally
Todd Richards.
And I'm in a position where, like, it's great. It's already great, you know? Like, I'm already, like, other opportunities are presenting themselves.
Yeah, who do you, okay.
I'm still out doing it, you know? I'm not stopping because of that.
Right, in the streets
who
right
do you,
now. Dude.
Who do you want, like, just, this is to throw it out to the universe. Who are you wanting
oh my gosh.
To ride for?
You're going there.
What?
I like it. I like where you're going.
I'm just
this is real
saying,
talk
like
with Todd
this,
Richards.
Everyone has
and,
fantasies
and
about
Joe Perkins.
Always, I mean, it's really Vans.
Right?
I was going to say.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and if it wasn't Vans, I would just ride boots because ride is tight.
Right. But there you go. See?
Yeah.
Hey, Casillo, I know you're listening.
We know people.
We know that you're listening to the podcast, Kevin.
I have Vans snowboard
You've
boots.
You've got.
It's just something that it's like it's just like a family forever brand. Like you're just like that's
and skate
snowboarding and skate and surf. It's a board company, you know, and it translates. So
we're enthusiasts.
Yep.
Joe Perkins dropping science right
this
here.
Is why, this is
a great call.
Hold on.
Okay, you going doing it again?
Yep. Stay tuned.
Okay, I love this.
This is a real. We're
yeah,
in
we're,
on
we're
the session.
We're in the streets.
This is real time, baby.
I know.
Real time.
Okay, don't pay attention to us. Right, people right, need
hold
you.
On.
We're not
okay,
even here.
I'm putting you in my pocket.
Boom. Oh my god!
This is great.
Oh my gosh!
I can't wait to hear what happened.
We're in on the session.
We made contact.
Oh, what happened?
Touch the rails?
Yes.
Touchdown. Baby.
Okay, cool. Are you guys? What all are you guys right. sessioning?
Alex is hitting an elbow rail right now.
Oh.
Well, good luck.
Well,
get some.
Jill.
They say, Amy, say what? Good luck. Live from the podcast.
Hey,
awesome.
Great luck, okay?
Yeah, you got
great.
This. We believe in you.
Great luck. If at first you don't succeed, just lower your standards and go find a smaller rail.
Yeah. That's what we would do.
Jill, thank you. Know,
you.
What?
Are you leaving me?
Well, yeah, you got shit to do.
I'm busy.
We don't got all day. All right, but we'll talk soon.
Yeah, I would love to actually sit down and talk some more shit and marinate on subjects, so give me a call anytime.
All right, thanks, Jill.
All right.
Bye.
Can I get Jill's number?
That was Jill Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. She's freaking awesome.
She said, don't give me her number.
It's freaking awesome. What?
What? can I get Jill?
No. Stop being a creep, Chris.
I'm not.
Bring it back to reality.
Wants to interview.
We don't get to do
that
very much.
That was pretty rad.
We were in the streets.
You, me, Rhino.
Right.
Oh, that was awesome. And we didn't get hurt.
Yeah, that was great.
So that was Joe Perkins. That was awesome.
That was snow news.
Now I got some more snow news.
You do?
Well, K2 rider, another ripping female, Kennedy Deck, just got an on deck, which is kind of the new checkout, or not new, but a version of checkout snowboarder magazine style. Kennedy Deck.
There's still magazines?
Yeah, snowboarder magazine.
Right, just making sure. I didn't know what today was.
All right. Well, this is paused due to poor connection.
Pork
That's
connection?
Off.
Did you say pork?
So congrats to Kennedy Deck getting that on deck.
Chris.
Yeah?
You have a visitor.
And also, just to get hyped up, to get excited about snowboarding, I watched Rooster Tail.
It's good, huh? Austin Sweetin's movie.
Whistler?
It's very good.
So that's not in Whistler, right?
Baker, mainly. Whistler.
Do you say Whistler?
Whistler. What? Whistler.
Yeah. Oh, man. Busted at Keystone. Did you hear about this?
I was going to bring this up. And yeah. I have, are you ready? Are you, clear your palate.
Okay.
I have some.
Let's set
it
up.
If you haven't seen this, okay, so Vail Ski Resorts.
Okay.
Okay. Vail, Breckenridge, A-Bay. Oh, actually, A-Basin's not
Keystone.
Part of it, but
Keystone. Oh, this is where Zoomies at.
Yeah. Well, they're at Keystone. So the deal is Vail Resorts have these group of people that they call like their hospitality safety patrol. Okay. They all wear yellow jackets on the hill.
Yeah.
And we've all had, they basically monitor areas of high congestion on the hill where you would have to slow down or use caution.
Family zone.
Family zones. Great in theory, kind of horrible in execution. It seems like a lot of times these people are super overzealous.
The safety people.
Okay. They are hyper aggressive. Not all of them. I'm just saying, I mean, I've run into these people over the years as well. You could be riding down the hill in like perfect control.
But going too fast.
Not even going too fast. It just kind of depends on who, like if they're bored, because there's a lot of times, especially at like places like Keystone and these places that they monitor, you could be riding in control, but maybe taking a different line than other people. And there's just people with like jacket open. You know, they're just French frying to high heaven down the hill, going way too
fast. That would be me.
And they don't even bat an eye, but it seems like...
If you're ripping?
It's just weird. It's just weird the way that there's not really a lot of consistency with the way that these people hand out citations. Now, that being said, I did watch this. This is online right now. You can go on there. If you Google Keystone snowboarding news, this is the top of that. So it's
international news.
Watching this, I watched the whole interaction.
Yeah.
It seems to me that watching the footage and watching what
these guys were filming.
They were filming each other going down the run at Keystone, kind of like bobbing in and out of the woods, jumping onto the trail in these areas that were like kind of like a slow congested area. And it's like, you know where these zones are, and it's kind of coming back from the park over into the base area of Keystone. I mean, I watched it with like an open mind.
Yeah.
And there's at one point in the video, the yellow jacket patrol tells these guys to slow down, and they are slowing down, but they're not slowing down because of that guy. They're slowing down so they can bop off the run and hop back on a hit back onto the hill. And it's just, look, when they come down and they do the confrontation with these people, there's just a lot. There's one woman in a yellow jacket that says, "You guys flip me off." 100% lie. Like, they didn't do that. So there's,
because it's on
because they have it on video. So there was like a lot of kind of like bullshit from both sides.
Yeah.
I see. You know, it's,
I'm just,
but there's been like a lot of people, you know,
this is a slow news day if this is the biggest news story in snowboarding. You
know, thank God we had Jill on the podcast, because
saved the podcast.
She saved the
podcast. This podcast has not been that good.
Yeah.
But until Jill got
pretty
it,
good.
It's been okay.
Anyway, so this whole getting back
one
to
of the best of the year.
Go and watch this. Go and watch this snowboarder no fun patrol and yellow jackets interaction. And you tell me what you think. I just think that it was like a bunch of people whining.
See, now I've seen it in, you know, like a skate park that's crowded and there's a bunch of kids there.
Yeah.
Some fool is skating 100 miles an hour like he's filming his final trick in frickin' Baker video.
Yeah, you don't want your like, kids smoked.
You don't have to do that here.
Right.
I'm assuming Keystone's a large mountain.
It is, but the problem is that these yellow jacket patrols are exclusive to the Vail resorts. And Breckenridge and Vail and Keystone, like, over the years, I've had run-ins with these people completely unwarranted as far as
well,
I was
you're
concerned.
Not allowed to snowboard nude through the family area, Todd. You know that.
When you are wagging.
Now you know.
You can't wag your willy at the people
no,
in the yellow
jacket. No, that's unsafe for everybody.
But at any rate, I just think that, you know, Vail needs to kind of like downshift a little bit.
Drop the veil.
I just think that the yellow jacket patrols are a little, sometimes they come in a little bit too aggressive, kind of like a really angry meter maid.
Been there.
Not cool. But I also think that putting your interaction online, thinking that that will somehow fix your problem.
Who put it up there?
The kid. The kids. It's a guy that has a YouTube channel where
a vlogger.
A vlogger. He does some stuff where
he's good. He snowboards good.
Yeah, they're good. But
better than me.
Look, I'm just telling you, in this day and age, like, it doesn't matter what you do. Don't you'll come off as looking like a weenie if you're like whining online about something that would have like been over in 5 minutes.
I always feel like the best thing to do is go, "I'm sorry," and move on.
Well, see, the problem is that when
they got tickets,
they make you take a safety course. It's kind of like a, I don't know, you get a ticket and you can either make the ticket go away by going to like a driver's ed course. It's kind of like that. It's inconvenient. If you don't go to that, you can get your pass suspended. But at the same time, like, just it's
see,
just deal with it. Like, by taking this online, you're only setting yourself up for more scrutiny and to be on the radar.
See, when I've been asked to do a safety meeting while snowboarding, that means go get high in the woods.
Right.
That's a safety meeting.
Right.
So that's not what the people are asking them to do. They're sitting in a classroom.
No, Chris. That's not.
I don't condone it. It's not safe. All right.
Part of the video that was fishing, were they fishing for the confrontation?
No, it wasn't like that. It was more like they rode down the hill. They were kind of like sliding on the side of the hill, hitting hits. You know,
they
base a lot of this, the yellow jackets pulling you over by if you are exceeding the speed of the slowest skier on the hill, which doesn't make any sense because you're on these beginner hills and there's someone just like rolling down the hill.
I'm usually the slowest.
Right.
On the hill.
So it's all discretion. It's all at the discretion of the dudes in the yellow jackets. Snowboarders have been targeted a lot. You know, we take completely unique lines than a skier would. And unfortunately for Keystone, the way that they've situated this area that's designated yellow safety zone, it comes from the snowboard park. So you've got a lot of energy, aggression energy, and then you're trying to make it across these flat sections to make it down to the bottom of the lift.
Right.
And, you know, It's kind of a setup for a no-win situation. I don't know. And it just sucks. And I guess the moral to my story is, like, don't put that shit online and think you're going to fix, because there's a lot of people that think you're dumb now for doing that. Regardless of if you're in the right or in the wrong, you've got people that just think you're a goon for putting that online.
Yeah.
So there you go, Chris.
Yeah. That was a long story.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder how Jill's doing with that rail right now.
We were back there. I'm done with that last story.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to.
All right. If you
snowboard.
And last,
they don't have those people there.
Lastly, if you want to get excited about snow skating, SSS is a new project. Ike Helgeson.
Do you want to snow skate on? I can get us snow skates for Friday.
Yes.
Do you want to snow skate instead of snowboard at Woodward? It's really fun.
I'll try it.
It turns any small jump into like.
Let's try it. Yeah. I'll try it. I've never tried it before.
I'm an expert, but.
Todd, you're opening me up to new things. You're really helping me spread my wings. You're helping.
Opening your flower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever. Let's get Rhino back in here. Rhino.
Rhino
858. Have you ever snow skated?
I've never even heard of it.
It's skateboarding on the snow.
Without wheels?
I've never done it either. Todd. Give us a.
It's basically like a skate.
Is this a double ender, a double double layer?
Wow, yeah. It has.
There's like snow surfing.
It's not pow surfing. This is like there's like a small snowboard mounted.
What is ass to mounting?
Just shut up.
Go ahead.
It's like a small snowboard mounted on like a skateboard deck.
With a ski.
It's kind of a ski. They call it a small snowboard, but it's a ski.
Okay.
On the bottom of a skateboard deck. Okay. It's really fun. And you can turn them, but it's not attached to your feet by bindings.
But you have a leash.
You have a leash, so when you fall, that thing shoots at you like a fucking wooden bullet and hit you in the back of the head.
Ooh, I might just stick to my K2 snowboard, brand new.
All right, so that's that.
Watch Rooster Tail, Austin Sweet, and watch SSS featuring Ike Helgeson.
Listen,
oh, that's one of the Helgesons.
Right.
Oh, you know them.
It's Haldor's brother.
Sick. That was snowboarding news, and we're going to be broadcasting from Woodward.
Park City
next week.
Yes, but we will be doing it.
Rhino, you can come.
Yeah, if you want to go.
I appreciate it.
You already came here.
But we're going to do that.
Done with us by now.
If you are
6 hours into this podcast.
In Park City.
It's a long.
And around Woodward on Friday. Come and we're just going to do it upstairs in the cafe. So if you're there.
Don't judge me for how bad. Oh, you know what?
What?
Go ahead. You finish and I'll tell you, Mike. What?
What?
Our friend. Jim McCain said that he felt like we were coming down on snowboarding a little bit last week.
Who did? Jim McCain?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, he said, you guys are kind of harshing
snowboarding?
Snowboarding because I said I don't like snowboarding.
You don't like snowboarding?
In clear, in plain English like that. I said, I don't like snowboarding.
You don't?
But I didn't mean it like that.
You just don't like the process.
I like
of
it.
You just don't like getting ready.
No, I don't like getting ready. I don't necessarily like waiting in the lift lines. I don't like being on the lift. I don't like strapping my boots in. I don't like sitting in the snow. Don't like my goggles fogging. Don't like falling. Mm-hmm. Don't like wet, cold feet.
But other
everything
than,
else,
but
I
other
like.
Than that, you like it.
No, but and I, you know, I take our listeners' constructive criticisms to heart.
Okay.
So what? I want to say I love snowboarding. Obviously, Todd, he's made a career out of it. I mean, he's a legend.
But look, I hate snowboarding and I love snowboarding sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just like surfing.
It's a love-hate relationship.
I hate surfing. I hate skating sometimes.
Yeah. So the crux of that is thank
you
for your...
Shut up, Jimmy.
No, I was going to say thank you for your constructive criticism and noted. Well, they love snowboarding and the proof will be in the pudding. I'm going to take more than two runs in
good.
A three-day snowboard
we're gonna
trip.
We're going to be in Powtown.
Take me to Powtown, why don't you?
All right.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. This is where the outer nerd of Todd goes inward, and he expresses himself via his words about nerdy stuff.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready because I'm behind.
How come?
I did not watch Mandalorian final episode.
You still haven't seen it yet?
No.
I'll get back to that. I think that kind of feels like that was like way.
That was a, yeah. It's old nerd news.
But
now.
This is the current nerd news.
Or does it have anything
the
to do with
Oscar
Baby Yoda?
Oscar nominations have come out.
Okay.
And guess who got fucking snubbed?
Hold on. Let me guess. Rodney Dangerfield.
Wrong.
Rhino has a guess.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler got the shaft. Didn't even get nominated for Uncut Gems.
But. Is Uncut Gems in the 2020 cycle?
Yeah, it came out before Christmas.
So it's available for nomination for the 2019 Oscar? The 2019 Oscars?
Yes, because it came out before.
So he didn't get nominated at all?
No, and it's a huge scandal.
Well, I'm pissed.
Did you see Uncut Gems?
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
It was a roller coaster
ride. As far as like.
Yeah, I walked out of there like.
Sweating.
Yeah,
you're just like you ran a marathon.
It's not a feel-good movie.
No,
and
should not have eaten a gummy.
I just wonder when the what do they call it?
I would like to not thank the Academy.
Yeah, when the Academy looks at these movies, like not only was it a great performance, but it's so different from anything that Adam Sandler has ever played ever.
Well, it's funny because movies that are enjoyable, be it you know Uncut Gems, Star Wars, whatever, right? These are movies that you watch and you're going. And it kind of makes me feel like I don't know shit about movies when I leave there going, that was amazing. Adam Sandler's acting was incredible. And then no nominations. And then you see the movies that are nominated and you're going, wait, what the hell is that
movie?
I have no idea what that is, nor would I ever want to watch it.
Like Joker is leading all the nominations.
That's a good thing. That's
Joker's fucking
amazing,
incredible. But,
amazing film.
But Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like I liked it.
I loved it.
But Best Picture? It's okay. I mean, I think like Kill Bill was better.
Well, if you put Quentin Tarantino against Quentin Tarantino.
I'm just saying. And that didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, I think Jojo Rabbit, for sure.
I haven't seen it yet.
Jojo Rabbit's really good.
I want to see 1917.
I do too. And I didn't realize that.
Not Baked.
1917. Like,
not really the movie you want to go baked to watch. Not.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you're into.
I mean, getting stoned and going to a intense war film is not super fun, I'm assuming.
Really?
I mean, I saw Uncut Gems after half a gummy, and I was stressed out.
Right.
Man.
Just sweating.
Man. It's legal, guys. Don't judge me.
But did you see the 1917?
Not yet.
I heard
it's about. So here's what it's about.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
The year 1917. And all that happened year.
That whole year.
The film is
super long.
Nearly 365 days long. So.
I heard there's a lot of like one shots.
And
like,
explosions. Oh, yeah. Have you guys been seeing that on Instagram? They're showing the behind the scenes.
I love that.
With the actual.
Where he's running along the trench and everything is exploding.
It's reactive.
Right.
Acting, right?
I love that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
that's
that.
That's some Scorsese shit.
If you want to sound like a film snob, you can just think of the director, right?
Right.
If it's a Jim Jarmusch film, whoever you're watching the movie with, you just look over and say...
You watch movies with Jim Jarmusch?
That was so... This is so Jarmusch. And it works for any director. Oh, this is so Tarantino. It makes you sound really smart.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh. Ask my girlfriend. Okay. I do it to her every time. And she's not amused.
No.
No.
She doesn't like that part of you.
No, but... And I don't really get to watch movies. If I watch movies with my kids... And I look at my kids, I'm like, oh my God, you guys, this is so Pixar. They're not impressed.
They hate that.
No. But it makes me sound feel smart. It makes me sound smart. Like when I watch the Todd Richards documentary, halfway through, I just look over at whoever I'm watching with. I go, that is so Richards. And usually it's Todd that I'm watching it with. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It works, though.
It does.
That made me sound smart about knowing about you.
Right.
Now's the time to celebrate if we're talking about cinema. Out Cold. Out Cold is a film.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate it.
Out Cold is a film. It's a documentary about a mountain in distress, let's say.
Did you just watch it or something?
No, but it seems to me that a couple times a year, for the better part of the last decade,
it clusters.
It comes bubbling up to the surface.
It does.
As if,
I think it's as like if Comedy Central has like their it's January. We might as
it's
well.
It's a winter classic.
Let's sandwich Out Cold in there.
It's been on Showtime a lot.
It has been. See, okay, so every year, all of a sudden, I'll get like a whole bunch of DMs with
dick pics.
Out Cold, yes, dick pics.
Oh, movie things.
Right.
Sorry.
That's so Cote.
It's so Richards to think that.
So yeah, like I'll just all of a sudden get a whole bunch of pictures. But yeah, you're right.
And I asked you if you were in SAG from that.
I wasn't.
I said, are you sagging? And you thought I was talking about the Screen Actors Guild. I was talking about your body.
Right. Yes.
And you're not in either.
Both.
You look tight to me, man.
Thanks.
Hey, give me a high five. Right.
Crisp.
Give Rhino a high five too.
There you go.
Yeah, he's in there with us.
Anyway.
So Out Cold, when did you film that movie?
2001. 2000.
And I know your your best line in that movie, and I say it to you all the time. Give me your best line from Out Cold.
No, I'm wondering what my best line is, Chris.
It's about you get out of the car.
Right.
And you are talking to Zach Galifianakis, I believe.
Right.
And you say something to him regarding something he had done the night before with
I
his
say,
wiener.
Which one of you is the Jacuzzi Casanova?
See, Rhino, I'm with you right now. You're smiling, I'm smiling. I never thought I'd get to see that in person in real life. Yeah. Say it again.
So which one of you is the Jacuzzi Casanova?
Now say it just like you said it in the movie.
I just did.
One more time.
I think I did.
Action.
Which one of you is the Jacuzzi Casanova?
Cut.
That's
let's get
you
that.
Right
let's,
there.
Let's do that again one more time.
Yeah, that's exactly.
How many times did it take you to film that line?
Well, see, I had to roll. There was like two or three different scenes because this whole thing was filmed kind of like we're near Bald Faces.
Okay.
Did that come out right? Yeah. So they pulled up in the van, and I would have to roll out of the van in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then stop, and then turn and go first floor Alaska or something like that. But I remember like. The wheelchair was really fast, and because the ramp was super steep, and I had to like slow the wheelchair down. I ate shit like 3 or 4 times.
No way.
Just blasting onto the icy sidewalk and eating shit.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't.
Well, now everybody knows.
Now everyone knows. And then, you know, those guys come over and they're talking.
And this was made by
the Malloy brothers.
Not Dan.
No.
Not Keith.
Emmett.
Not Chris.
And, fuck, Emmett and my brain hurts.
Emmett from the Lego movie.
No, not that Emmett.
Emmett Malloy.
And his brother.
Out Cold. Do you still get like a check?
I got a residual check the other day for $13.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. Rhino, we know
it's on
a Hollywood
Showtime.
Actor.
That's pretty awesome.
We know a Hollywood actor.
You could do a whole like podcast episode just breaking down that film, I feel like.
We could get
behind the scenes.
Do you have? Well,
yeah. If you have questions,
we're getting into that.
This is
part.
Why we're here, and this Todd, is going to be the most popular podcast ever.
Yeah.
What?
I was going to say, like, that's a great segue out of Nerd News into Question Time.
Okay.
And but since wait. What?
One more Nerd News.
Yeah.
The trailer for Morbius just dropped today. I don't know if you know what Morbius is.
Wow, this is getting nerdy.
It's super. Okay, so check it out. So it's
we'll be over here talking.
It's a Marvel. It's a new Marvel movie, and Morbius is this weird dude who's kind of like half bat, half vampire in the Spider-Man universe. And Jared Leto is playing him, and it just dropped today. It looks fucking rad.
In not so nerdy news.
Okay, and then we'll just move on.
Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, the new movie with Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie as.
Harley Quinn.
Harley, in the trailer, she says Harley Mother Beepin' Quinn.
And I forget what is it called, the name of
the
it.
The Battle for
No it's
something.
Not Battle for
Face Tats.
I forget what the name of it is. It's like this.
It's a long name, but it's rated R.
And it's like the Ballad of Harley Quinn or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. But that's coming soon.
She broke up with the Joker and then went on a mad rampage.
HBO, The Outsider,
ooh,
is a brand new series that just came out last night. Didn't get a chance to watch, but the reviews are in.
And dragons?
No dragons. Murder. Murder. Children being murdered.
Oh.
You're going to love it.
Great.
No, it's like a mystery. Looks really gnarly. But I saw one reviewer on Twitter said, Mindhunter-esque addictive watching.
Wow.
So that's a pretty high...
Did you watch
Mark?
Did you watch The Witcher?
I have not watched The Witcher.
I'm not sure how I feel about The Witcher.
I tried to watch the what's the one with the talking animals? Her Majesty's Secret.
Oh,
wings.
I know what you're talking
on
about.
On her on her golden bed or something.
That James Bond movie.
Didn't care. So now, do you want to go to questions?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because this podcast has been going on for far too long. So the first question is from. And we're used to saying this, but we're used to reading off our phone.
Right.
Now we've got the guy in real life.
Okay, go.
Our favorite question asker. And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting right here.
But your questions are logic-based, which is
great. They're
great. Okay, go.
No pressure.
What's the first question?
Questions. Yeah, so I'll ask an out-cold question just because it's top of mind. Who was the most fun actor to work with? And do you like have any like specific scenes that you were either in or observed filming that you remember distinctly, because I have a few that I think are hilarious, and I was just curious.
I'm gonna let Todd answer that because I wasn't invited to.
That's
Out
a great
Cold.
Question. Well, the obvious answer is Zach Galifianakis, and this is at a time when Zach Galifianakis hadn't starred in anything yet,
right.
He was filming for stuff at that point. But there was a scene where I had to react. There's a scene where Pigpen burns his underwear, and we're all in the cabin, and the one guy is like kind of comes out. And, you know, admits that he's gay, and everyone's like, we totally know you're gay. And I'm sitting in my wheelchair and what's her name is sitting in my lap, and we're talking about flying to Anchorage or whatever. And we had to react and laugh at something that he was saying, and they wanted to get real reactions of everyone laughing. So Zach just started doing stand up and like quick hit stand up stuff. And it was like the funniest thing that I ever seen. Like, I had no idea who he was or what his deal was.
That was like his first major role, right?
Kind of. I think he did Bubble Boy at the same time, and he was on David Letterman,
right?
A bunch, like kind of like Letterman would bring him out, but like I had no idea who he was.
Without Todd Richards, there would be no Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, is that how it is?
Well, Zach's a huge fan of the show. He's having a chuckle right now talking about him.
So that was one, and then. You know, anytime that we would go to dinner with Zach, it was like the Zach show, like in this his humor. Like it's just really crazy funny. Like can't stop laughing.
So that's where you got used to not being the funniest person in the room,
right.
Because that's what's right. happening right now.
That's yep. What?
What? You're like you're one of the top three funniest people in this trailer.
Okay,
right
cool.
Now.
Thanks.
I got a question.
Okay.
From Hanai Burlesque. Another great question asker.
Yep.
Hana always asks great question. Hana LaBurlesque. Chris, how well do you see without your glasses? She says, I can't see at all, so I don't know if surfing is possible. I cannot read anything. I could not read my phone without my glasses. I could not read my computer. I can see long distance. I don't skate or surf with my glasses in on.
Do you ever wear contacts?
No, I don't.
Did you? Have you ever?
No. I oftentimes paddle up to people in the lineup that I think I know, who I don't know.
Right.
And I paddle up and I get within 3 feet of them. I'm like, hey, what's up, Jim? And it's not Jim.
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward. But I don't skate or surf with them. Maybe that's why I don't skate or surf that well. And then I'm assuming, she's got a question for Rhino, too.
Okay, go.
Rhino, where are you from in Texas?
I live in Houston.
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 Well, that's where the Ghetto Boys are from, too.
That's where the Ghetto Boys are from.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fifth Ward. R.I.P. Bushwick Bill.
Correct. Got to meet
Fifth
him
Ward.
Once.
You did? You got to meet Bushwick Bill?
Yeah, I did.
Holy crap.
Explain.
At the Toyota dealership. I was driving a Toyota 4Runner at the time. Pulled in, windows down, and I was playing Dr. Dre's The Chronic. And he walks up in the service aisle and was just like, did you know I'm on one of those songs on that album? And I was like, I think so, but I don't remember what I said. So he jumps in, cranks up the song.
This is amazing. Correct. My mind is blown.
Yeah, gets in the car, cranks it up, and I forget which song it was. I could probably find it if I had the album in front of me. And just starts, like, waits for his part. Comes on and just like
raps it live to you.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Awesome. Totally awesome.
Our podcast sucks compared to Rhino's actual life.
Dude, Bushwick Bill got in your car. I mean, was there like a ladder? Did you give him a boost? Okay, good. That's so rad.
This was like pre iPhone, like 2003.
You didn't happen to have
no Instagram.
Disposable Kodak.
Yeah, no.
Did he have his eye at that point? No, still.
Wow. Damn, so dude. Rhino coming
dude.
Through
That's
right there.
Insane.
Last question.
Wow.
From Hannel Burlesque.
What?
Rosario that? Dawson? Possibly The Mandalorian?
What?
Rosario Dawson possibly being in The Mandalorian.
Rosario Dawson being in The Mandalorian. Why? Is that the rumor for next season?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about that. Maybe.
I saw a preview for something the other day with her in it. That might be it.
Huh.
Interesting.
That is, that'd be cool.
Very interesting.
Thanks, Hannah.
What else we got here? I'm gonna open.
Oh, wait,
Monday
you know
Mass.
What? I think her. You don't pronounce her name Hannah.
Hanai Burlesque.
Hanai, yeah, I think that's the correct.
We hear it every time we say it, and then we get corrected on it, and then
we say it wrong again.
We're amateurs, Hanai Burlesque. But thank you for always supporting us. Wow. I hate to say it. But
that was the greatest one we've done this year.
Definitely top two.
Mm-hmm.
Before we leave, I want to say happy birthday, Justin Cote.
Wow, your brother's birthday.
Probably the best Cote.
Did you get him anything?
I did not.
Do you guys get each other stuff for birthday?
No. We went to dinner.
I
gave him a 20-minute back rub. A coupon for a 20-minute back rub.
Wow.
He hasn't used it yet.
Let me ask you guys something. This is some real talk here.
Do you want me to pause the podcast?
No, you guys are all, you're in the
We're game, all in this.
In the trust tree.
Okay.
We all have kids. At
yeah.
what point do you start like...
rubbing their backs?
No. Like, what are you going to give me for Christmas?
Oh.
When does that start?
I mean...
Do you get your parents stuff for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, but I'm like in my late 30s.
Yeah, I know.
Early
like,
40s. I mean, I don't know.
The question is, do I have to wait for my kids to be 30 to start enjoying Christmas gifts from my kids?
I think
you can't ask them for stuff.
But I think once your kid gets a job,
right?
And depending on where they work,
you
know, your kid works at a surf shop. Your kids are too young to have jobs so far. My kids are too young to have jobs. But let's say my kid works at Baskin Robbins.
Okay.
I'm expecting at least a free cone, you know?
Right.
Something like that for Christmas.
Okay.
I'm expecting that. That's not to say I'm going to get it.
Just curious.
Right now, they make me stuff.
That's cool, though.
You know? And I did get, and I was joking about giving my brother a 20-minute massage coupon.
You gave that to him?
It was 60 minutes. No, I got a coupon
instead.
Book for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 5 minutes walking on your back.
They do that?
When you have an 8-year-old,
okay.
It's the best. That's the only reason I had kids.
So walking
I didn't
back.
Want kids. I wanted someone to walk on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, like,
just get a kid off the street?
You can.
Well, not in this
country. It's not legal.
Oh.
And bringing a stranger in your house just for the purpose of walking on your back is frowned upon in many societies. That's why you have kids.
Right.
So that's why I had kids. All
right.
That's the gift to me.
Yeah, that's all.
Did you have a disappointing Christmas?
No, I was just
yeah,
curious.
You sound pretty down.
I was just curious. Yeah. You know, these are questions that I'm
You asked. Have questions for the Monday Mass.
That was the question.
Okay. All right.
I've been asking a lot of people that. Not just the Monday Mass. I'm like, at what point do your kids get you stuff for Christmas?
Great point. We've got 300 days of thinking about that.
There we go.
Well, thank you all so much for listening to new and improved Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, hosted by Chris Cote, Todd Richards, joined by Rhino858. Follow him on Instagram. He's been with us all morning, and now we're getting into the afternoon hour.
Holy shit, it's almost 1 o'clock.
I know. And it's been a pleasure, Rhino.
Flew by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, homie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
And we'll be posting photos of us on our venture today. So thank you to Adventure.io for linking us up. I think we got a new friend.
Yeah.
We got a new friend.
Also, thanks to Jill Perkins for being on the podcast and answering the phone mid-session.
And no thanks to Nora for screening Todd's call.
I butt dialed.
She's busy.
I just butt dialed.
You didn't call.
No, I didn't really call her.
You don't even know her number.
I just butt dialed her.
All right. Well, this is a good place to end.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
See you next week.
Bye. From Word.